Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
This time, every Thursday, we check in with Adele Kozelski. And today we wanted to know from her, from a spiritual or Jewish perspective, do we have a precedent in history for what is happening today? Adele, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be back and to speak to you. God damn it. Very good.
It's great to speak to you as well. So, wow. I mean, it's talk about fasten your seatbelts. It's
exactly. And I saw this morning now there's going to be a second impeachment because the Republicans are impeaching Joe Biden on the first day he comes in. Where are we with all of this mess? Basically, you know, right now the Jewish people are studying the book of Shmot, of Exodus. We're discussing the Exodus from Egypt, which is a precedent to the final redemption. It says exactly what will happen, that happened in the time of Exodus, will happen in our time. Now, if you were a CNN reporter 2,000 odd years ago, you would go be, you'd be reporting natural disasters. You know, there'd be global warning, there would be hail, there would be darkness. There'd be natural disasters, you know, we had messed the ecosystem, the animals went mad, there were frogs, you know, there was plagues, there was lice, there was boils. But what people don't know is that just before the destruction of the firstborn, the killing of the firstborn, there was tremendous civil unrest. In fact, the Egyptians had stormed the palace of Pharaoh to tell him they've had enough and they want the change of the status quo. Okay, and so like I kind of like think to myself, yes, well, we've done everything, every other plague and everything else that's happening, and now we're starting to see the social unrest. So hang on there, because redemption is almost at our door.
It's incredible. There's also, of course, the thing, as we go through the weekly Torah reading about, a new king came up and he didn't remember us, and certainly it's interesting to see how there's this change of God again, and we don't know where it's going.
Exactly, and so I think the best thing for all of us is exactly like you said. Fasten your seatbelts. You do what you have to do, and I have to do what I have to do, and that is that we remain moral, integrous, upstanding people. We do acts of goodness and kindness. We stay focused that there is a God in this world and that this upheaval is just clearing out all the negativity that needs to be and exposing it all and just let it all go out and come out, and we will be on the other side a much better world.
Absolutely right. And I think that's all, you know, we were talking to David Abramson a little bit earlier about feeling out of control. There's a limited amount of control we can be in, but we can be in control of how we behave and how we react to everything around us. And that's really, Adele, what you're saying.
Well, the bottom line is that in truth, Howard, we never were in control.
Absolutely.
We thought we were in control.
Yeah.
We aren't in control. So give up, as I say to the people that I like to say contact, get out of the control tower. Throw away the keys and just live your life.
Absolutely right. Wise words indeed. That's Adele Kozelski. We check in with her every week at this time.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.